Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about the concept of self-control. Okay, so self-control. What is self-control? Why is it important? How do we get more of it in our lives? And what can it really do for us? And what are maybe some strategies and techniques that we can use to really boost the amount of self-control that we have? I'm glad that you're listening to this video and that you searched for this, because self-control is one of the most important concepts to understand in your life. It's one of the most important contributors to your success and happiness in life. And that's why I founded Actualize.org, and that's why my motto is mastering your own psychology, because I really do believe that when you master yourself, the whole world opens up to you. And by mastering yourself is creating more self-control. It's being able to discipline yourself. It's being able to direct your own life. I'm pretty sure you can understand, without me going into all the nuances, of what kind of ramifications that can have for you if you had more self-control. If you had more self-control, you could have stronger relationships, better love life. You could have much better health. You could have a ridiculous level of success with your finances. You could have a really powerful contribution that you leave behind, and that you, a kind of impact that you make on the world through the work that you do. This all starts with self-control. And then, of course, just how you feel in your life, getting rid of all the depressive episodes, all the negative thinking, all the worry, all the pessimism, all the anger, frustration, overwhelm, getting rid of all that, getting all those emotional things handled, and feeling excited and positive and proud and joyful and peaceful. Well, that is all the difference between those two states and those two conditions, those two types of life, is self-control, is how much of it you have. So I would submit to you right now that your life's work is self-control, to develop self-control, to develop self-mastery. That is it. And if it's not right now for you, then make it so. It should be. This should be your life's work. Everything else is secondary. And everything else will fall into place once you have self-control. Like I said, your health, your relationships, your business, your money situation. If you just work on yourself, that stuff will handle it. Stop looking for solutions in the outer world. Start looking for solutions in the inner world. Now, this is the next point that I wanted to make. This is an incredibly powerful distinction, and you will need multiple exposures to grasp the significance of this, but I hope to make a dent in it right now. And this is the distinction between inner and outer world. This is so powerful. What does this mean? This means that we really live simultaneously in two worlds. On the one hand, you have the outer world of circumstances that is right here, right? The outer world is the computer that you're looking at, the chair that you're sitting in, the house that you have or don't have, how much money you have in your bank account, the relationship that you're in or you're not in, the country that you reside in, the city that you're in, the kind of shape that your body is in. That is the outer world. What's the inner world? The inner world is the world of feelings, emotions, thoughts, or to use one simple term for all of it, psychology. It's your psychology. It's what's going on in here. And this is powerful because on the one hand, it seems kind of obvious, but it's powerful on many deeper layers. Here's why it's powerful. Is that we are constantly concerned with what's going out in the outer world. So much so that we are mesmerized and paralyzed by outer circumstance. And it destroys what's going on in here. And of course, what's going on in here is ultimately what you care about. Because whatever you're chasing out there, you only care about it because of what it does to you in here. Think about it. That $1 million that you want to earn, yes, you want to have $1 million, but in the end, you want to have $1 million because it does something for you in here. It literally sends out some chemical in here that's making you feel good, which is why you're pursuing it. The same thing with your relationship. If you want to get married or you want to find that awesome girlfriend or boyfriend, why do you want that? Yes, you want it in the outer world, but ultimately it's going to come back and hit you in the inner world. It's that sense of love that you want to feel. It's that sense of happiness, that intimacy, whatever. You want that, right? So that is the connection there. And the problem is that we tend to think that all the solutions and all the challenges in life are out there. They're out there, right? It's the boss. My boss is not as good as he should be. It's my spouse. My spouse is doing crazy things, behaving in irrational ways. It's the guy at work who is not doing the job that he's supposed to be doing. It's the guy on my commute to work that cut me off and he was being an asshole, right? It's the fact that I have no money in my bank account. That's a problem. It's the economy. The economy, the politics, the policies of this country are not allowing me to do the things that I want to do. That's the problem. Well, that is the biggest trap that you can get caught in your life, is to become a victim to outer world and not pay enough attention to your inner world. Because the people that are successful and have the kind of life that they want, and these are the people that exercise self-control, because I'm tying all this back to self-control, I'm going to tie it together really soon here, is that what they're doing is they're reversing the process here. Notice the process. Outer world, me being so focused on the outer world that the outer world mesmerizes me. I am reacting to the outer world. I am not creating what I want. I am a victim. That's one way that process can run. Here's the opposite way the process runs. I am a creator. I have belief in myself. I have self-esteem. I have resourcefulness. I have drive. I have vision. I have goals. I have self-control. I have discipline. I have emotional mastery. And now my inner reality, my inner world, is so strong that I impose it on the outer world. And I change the outer world to whatever I want it to be. Creator mindset versus victim mindset. Notice the difference there. You feel that power? I get a surge, I get chills running up my spine when I even say it because of the difference in power there. Totally different. Most people are stuck in the victim mindset. Most people are too concerned about the outer world. So let's tie this back about self-control. To be able to influence the outer world, you need to have your psychology mastered. When you master your own psychology, it becomes easier to influence the world. Otherwise, the world is always influencing you. Now, let's talk about the next point, which is why control is really hard. Because developing self-control, self-discipline, is not easy. And this is why most people do not do it, and most people's lives are shit, is because they do not take the proper steps to develop the self-control. And that's because there is emotional labor involved. There is struggle involved with building self-control. Here's why. Just really think about it. Think about who you are as a biological entity. You are this body and this mind, but let's say you're this organism, basically, that's made up of trillions of cells. Do you understand the complexity that is happening there? How many chemical and biological processes are happening in your body right now just so you can sit there and breathe for another 5 seconds? Just so you can think, just so you can interpret what I'm saying to you, just so you can see me. The complexity that's involved there. And think about the environment that you're in. In a sense, you are in a hostile environment. You have differences in temperature, you have threats to your survival. You need food, you need oxygen, you need water. You have all these different needs. You have psychological needs, you have physical needs. If something goes wrong in the outer world, all of a sudden, this organism disintegrates. You die. right? This is a matter of life and death. So you are this complex organism, and your brain is a system for regulating you to make sure that you're balanced and that the forces of life, the forces of the universe that you're in, right? The forces here right now, so that these forces do not kill you and so that you are able to reproduce and create the next generation. So literally, right now, your brain is looking out for things that it perceives might kill you, right? You're walking down the street, it's looking out that you don't step out in the middle of the road and get hit by a car. The reason you're worrying about paying your bills is because you link that to becoming destitute and living in rags on the street and catching some disease there and then dying prematurely, right? The reason that you care about your relationships is because you want to reproduce and you're worried about finding a good partner and you're finding a good match, making sure that you can have kids and making sure you can have a nice family. You're looking out for those things. And it's hard to do that. Just think about what has to happen. It's almost like, imagine your brain as being a thermostat, right? A thermostat is a self-regulating system. And what's happening there is you have a negative feedback loop. When it gets too hot, the air conditioning kicks in and it brings the temperature down. When it gets too cold, the heater kicks in and it brings the temperature up to maintain this equilibrium. Well, your body, these trillions of cells that you've got, they all need to maintain equilibrium. Your psychology needs to maintain its equilibrium. And so, to bring this deep point home, this equilibrium is difficult to maintain inherently. This is not an easy challenge to solve. This is actually a physical challenge. Think of yourself as a thermostat, except your brain is not controlling one factor. It's controlling a million factors. It has to account for all the forces in your life. So much more complex than a thermostat. Now think about the network of connections that your brain has. All these mini thermostats, thousands of them in your brain that are controlling for your survival, your reproduction, the air that you're taking in, the success you're having, whether you're approved at work, your social status, how hungry you are, all these factors are coming into play. And all of them need to be somehow reconciled, balanced out, and turned into a course of action that you're taking. You know, you're moving your hands, you're moving your mouth, you're moving your lips, you're moving your body, you're thinking certain thoughts. That is guided by this complex, essentially, thermostat that you have in your brain that is trying to maintain a sense of balance. And so, yeah, that's hard. I'm surprised that we're as good maintaining balance as we are. But of course, a lot of us are not as good at maintaining balance as we want to be. And so that is why you're falling through on your gym. That is why you're falling through on your diet plans. That is why you're falling through on starting your business. That is why you're falling through on your relationships, is because you've got this complex thermostat and it's doing it the best it can, but that self-control, it's difficult to develop. The way to develop it is through work. You have to develop emotional intelligence. You have to go out there and you have to start thinking, start introspecting, start watching yourself, start building up a consciousness. And what happens is that when you do this, literally, I mean, I don't have scientific proof for this, but what I think is happening kind of physically inside your brain is that you have these various networks of neurons that are vying for control. And you notice this, for example, when you have a decision to make and you don't know which way to go, you're kind of a split between option A and option B, and you have maybe one voice inside your head saying, well, you should go do that. It's going to be great. And then you have this other voice inside your head saying, no, it's not going to work out. It's going to be horrible. And you don't know how to decide. That's literally like you have different forces. That's that thermostat that I'm talking about, is that you have these opposing forces. One is saying it's too cold. The other is saying it's too hot. How's it going to pan out? Well, there has to be a war. There has to be a clash going on inside. That's literally what's happening in your brain, is that you have clashing neural networks and they're vying for control. Some of them sometimes went out, other times others went out. But if you do personal development and you start to bring more awareness into this, you start to learn, you start to build knowledge, you start to go out there and you start to experiment and notice what happens when you experiment and register that feedback, really take it in, you start to get extra layers of control built in your mind. So you actually literally build up your prefrontal cortex right here, which is able to control, for example, the different impulses that you have. It controls whether you're going to splurge on that donut that you know you shouldn't be on splurging on. It controls whether you're going to keep up with your gym routine. It controls whether you're going to start that business, you're going to have enough courage to start that business. It controls whether you're going to explode at your spouse in a fit of rage when they do something that bothers you or that you didn't want them to do, right? So that is ultimately what personal development is. It actually takes place on a physical level where you have these neural connections being built. And if you do this and you build this up, then you're always actively engaged, right? You're always actively engaged and you're looking for opportunities to improve yourself, to grow. What happens is that you start to build these additional layers and those build extra self-control into you. And you start to notice that you get more awareness and more ability to control your feelings, more ability to control your emotions, more ability to control your behaviors, more ability to persist in spite of the fear, to have courage, more ability to learn, more ability to introspect, to be very honest with yourself. And this is a great thing. And it just kind of snowballs and you start to build more and more self-control. On the other hand, if you're being undisciplined, if you're not observing the practices and you're not doing the things that you need to be doing in life, then what happens is you kind of have the reverse process, is that your brain turns to mush, your prefrontal cortex becomes weak, and you are not able to execute on the things that your higher self wants to execute on. And so what happens is that your lower self takes control over your higher self. And that is a very bad place to be in life. Because even though that lower self got what it wants, it got comfort, it feels good, that higher self is still there. It's not dead. And it wants you to be living to your full potential. And when you're not living to your full potential, you feel guilty, you feel horrible, you feel like your soul has been drained. And that's one of the worst feelings to have in life. I definitely don't want that for you. So what are some things you can do to build self-control? Because this was a deep, kind of philosophical, almost metaphysical conversation we just had. Let me give you some practical stuff. One, disciplined practice. Have disciplined practices. That means if you're getting up in the morning, get up at a certain time when you want to be getting up. That means if you have the intention to brush your teeth and floss your teeth all the time, you know, twice a day or whatever, do that. That means you have intentions to meditate, do that. If you have intentions to journal, do that. If you have intentions to show up on work on time all the time, do that. If you have intentions of eating healthy, do that. If you have intentions of going to the gym, do that. And be very disciplined and consistent about it. That practice with whatever area of your life you point it in, if you're just disciplined and you're executing consistently, that trains your brain. It requires the buildup of prefrontal cortex just to do it. It's like going to the gym and pumping your biceps. It builds them up. That's what happens with your brain. So have disciplined practices and stay on top of those. That's the bottom line, quickest way to build self-control is to follow through on your disciplined practices, set a few new ones every once in a while, and build those up into habits. Next, unhook from media and stimulation. You are overstimulated right now. Most of you are overstimulated with television, radio, gossip from your friends, advertising, negative influences from family, from friends, all over the place. You're overstimulated by that stuff. You need to unhook yourself from it. Get back to your source. Spend some time by yourself in solitude. Think about things. Be introspective. Raise your level of consciousness. When you do this, you start to develop a level of self-control that's just amazing. You cannot have self-control when you're plugged in, when you're plugged into the grid. Because what happens is that your mind becomes a lazy slug and it plugs into the grid. And what you're looking for is you're looking for that cheap source of energy that you can just plug into. You just want to plug into that TV and let go. You just want to plug in to that chocolate ice cream and just let go, right? You want to plug into that relationship, that comfortable relationship, and just let go. And you want to plug in to sitting there on the internet all day and browsing forums and flaming other people and leaving comments, or browsing Facebook and chatting up with your friends, gossiping about the latest celebrity news. You're just plugging in. You're letting your brain turn to mush. How can you have self-control when you do that? You can't. You gotta snip that stuff off, cut it all off, spend some time thinking, being alone, introspecting, coming up with goals, coming up with visions, coming up with ideas for what you want to accomplish in your life. That is how to start to get your self-control back. All right. So I'm gonna end it there. That's going to do it for self-control. Please like this, share it if you would. And then, of course, I'm going to direct you to ashlize.org to sign up for my free newsletter. You get 2 amazing bonuses for free when you do, exclusive 19-part video series about busting through limiting beliefs. And that's over 90 minutes worth of video that you can't find anywhere else. And then you also have a chance every month, I give away 2 hours of free live coaching on whatever issues you've got. And so I give that away to my subscribers. So if you get fortunate, you can potentially grab that as well. But ultimately, I want you to follow along. I want you to subscribe, and I want you to follow along with actualize.org, not because I need you to be on my list, but because this is something that I believe will transform your life. The ideas that I've studied over the last 5 years have opened my mind so much to what is possible in life, what I can personally achieve, and what everybody can personally achieve, because I'm really no one special. What I can achieve, you can achieve. The only difference is my understanding of some of these psychological principles is that I am developing my self-mastery, and I want to help you develop your self-mastery too, because when I see what is possible for me, I get so excited about what's possible for you, and I want to go out there and I want to share these techniques with you. And over the next few years, as I'm researching more and more and more of this stuff, I've literally committed my life to researching all the nuances of the psychology of success and happiness. As I research all this stuff and I bring it to you, your life can transform if you just listen to it, if you follow up with it, and you take some action on it. So right now, I want you to take some action. Don't just let this video fly by you and then go off and watch the next video. I want you to take some action. I want you to say, I'm committed to this. I want to master myself. This is important. This is going to change my life. This is going to change the life of my family. It's going to change the life of my kids. This is it. My life's work is self-control. And everything else will fall into place once I get that handled.